Hollywood is home to glitz, glamour, red carpets, and some of the most recognizable faces on the planet. But it is also home to former Husker and current Hollywood writer Michael Svoboda.
TV and film have always been sort of like, I guess you'd say, my best friends, and they sort of saved my life in high school. They were like, you know, because since I grew up in such a small rural community, pre-internet, you know, not a lot of outlets for figuring out what the world was like outside of that town. It was my way of seeing that there was a bigger world out there.
Growing up in Stanton, Svoboda used TV and film to escape his small town and learn more about the world. Now as a writer, Svoboda uses small town Nebraska in his scripts.
I love writing about small town Nebraska because most of the United States, people in the United States have never been to Nebraska. It's, you know, they call it a flyover state. I'd say it's one of those states that people are like, yeah, I drove through Nebraska once. I can kind of make Nebraska whatever I want it to be, to tell you the truth.
Svoboda's career path has led him to work in various roles on movies and TV shows like The Game and Dexter. Svoboda also worked as a writer's assistant on The Walking Dead. According to Nielsen data, at its peak, The Walking Dead had over 17 million weekly viewers, making it one of the biggest and most watched shows of all time. Svoboda worked on the first season of the popular show and enjoyed the experience.
It was really fun. I mean, I worked on season one of The Walking Dead, so we didn't know how big it was going to be. I loved the comic books already, and I was super excited, and there wasn't a zombie show on TV, and I was like, oh, this is going to be huge. And it was, but then there was a lot of pressure.
Along with being a television and film writer, Svoboda also teaches aspiring writers. While on the picket line during the 2023 Writers Guild of America strike, Svoboda found his way back to his alma mater of UNL to teach the writers of the future.
I love teaching at the University of Nebraska, but my mantra my mandate for when I teach a class at the University of Nebraska is always the same, which is I only want to teach a class that I would have killed to take when I was there. The truth be told, it doesn't pay incredibly well. So it's like there has to be a bigger reason for it. And the bigger reason for me is to give back in a way of like, man, as a 21-year-old or a 20-year-old, I would have loved this class. And so that has to be my thinking. And I love it.
Young writers at UNL resonate with Svoboda's teaching style and enjoy being taught by someone that's active in the industry. This is especially true for Noah Trumbull, a former student of Michael Svoboda.
So I think having someone who's actually in the field experiencing those things and is able to be like honest and vulnerable about it is extremely important because it gives like students an actual look into like what this career may bring like toward for them. The topic is only engaging if the professor actually cares about it. And the professor doing that as a living, so much so, loving it so much that he wants to do it all the time, every day, and teach it, like, obviously that's just going to make the class like 10 times more engaging.
Students still put Svoboda's teaching to use in their writings. Noah speaks more about the writing strategies he has learned from Svoboda.
He gave us multitude amount of opportunities to actually put it to practice, like creating an outline, like watching movies and dissecting scripts and characters, fully honed in on like application of like exploring story structure and character. My writing skills have definitely like increased since then. And I completely use everything that he taught us in that class, still put that into application today, and I just continue to grow on it.
Noah also talks about the classroom environment Michael Svoboda creates.
Just grounded, like extremely, extremely grounded. A lot of professors, like, he really cares and is really passionate about what he does, but he also is just, he doesn't shy away from being genuinely himself. And I think that like made a huge difference for me because whenever I talked to him or whenever we'd have discussions in class, like it genuinely felt like I was like, I'm connecting with this person who's supposed to be guiding me through this process, which makes me feel so much more comfortable.
Svoboda's teachings have made an impact on students here at UNL. He gives advice to other aspiring writers as well.
Start writing and start making stuff because you can put stuff up on YouTube. You can put stuff on Instagram. You can make short films to put into film festivals to get noticed. The best advice I ever got was, you're going to spend a couple of years writing really crappy scripts, so get started, right? So it's like, why not spend a couple of years where it's cheap and write those crappy scripts and be like, do I even like doing this? And it's like, yeah, I do like doing this. And then you get better. And then it's like, okay, I've saved some money. I think I want to go live in LA and try to get a job on a show. And it's like, and at that point you have like a couple scripts under your belt and you're, you know, you kind of know what you're doing a little bit instead of being completely green.
I'm Denzel Burke, reporting for the Nebraska News Service.